Hi everybody, this is Anne Marie McKelvey and
Mac Dryden.
founder and
Director.
of the Mindfulness Coaching School. And tonight we're going to be focusing on seeding the fields of gratitude, which I think is so important these days in the world. And this is being recorded and so, because many of you requested that because you weren't going to be able to be here on a Tuesday night. So that's happening. And Mac, would you like to start us off with a guided meditation on
Yeah.
gratitude?
Yeah. So just wherever you are, get comfy. Feel free to stretch or roll your neck. Take some deep breaths as you adjust. Breathing deeply into the belly. Settling into the body. Breathing down into the toes. All the far reaches of your cells. Tips of your fingers, nose, chin, ears, top of the head, bottom, heels, knees, hips, elbows, shoulders, front, back, side. Deep into the body, tissues, organs, skeletal structure, ligaments, joints, muscles, central nervous system, brain, and just breathing. With all of your physical aspects. Letting go, dropping into the earth. Rooting into the earth. Breathing, feeling the gratitude of existence, simple joy of being. For no reason. Just because you can. Appreciating your environment, feeling your environment. And grateful for whatever environment you happen to be in this moment. And breathing in that gratitude, filling all of your body. And releasing, letting go of anything you don't need. Feeling the heartbeat. Feeling the oxygen flowing through your blood, through your tissues. And gratitude within the heart, radiating outward. A big electromagnetic bubble, sending love in all directions.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Wow. I got in touch with, that phrase in Buddhism that can be sometimes a cliche phrase, and sometimes it just goes right to the heart of just this precious human body and being so grateful for this precious human body and the beating of my heart. It's like I have not thought about the beating of my heart all day, and yet it kept beating. I'm still alive. So, thank you, Mac. That was really beautiful. Because that's what gratitude is about. It's about pausing and being able to see and go slower, And I asked Yael to come in. She's one on our faculty, one of our wonderful teachers who teaches body electric and coaching leaders for today's challenges. And currently, she's going to be starting a class this Thursday, and it's body electric. So I thought this would be a perfect time, as we're talking about this precious human body and the beating of the heart. If you wanted to just share a little bit about your class and why we have it at the school, and maybe even
Yeah.
attitude.
I'm so excited to be here that I'm jumping in at the end of your sentence. I'm so sorry. I'm bubbling right over you. What I wanted to say is you started on something that I really want to pick up on as a way of leading into that conversation about body electric. And when you talked about gratitude, I think about it a lot as appreciation. Because in science, and I may have a science background in the scientific world, if there is no appreciable difference, that means there's no noticeable difference. In order to appreciate in the form of gratitude, you must first appreciate in the form of noticing. And when you start talking about appreciation on that level of noticing, that's the piece that, like, noticing the body. Is what we've been trained out of very often. And it's where a lot of our clients will become kneecapped in their leadership capacity, if you happen to do leadership coaching, in their ability to make wise choices for their lives, if you're doing life coaching, because they're out of touch with the body. And so, really, body electric is all about getting into the somatics, getting into the soma, helping people slow down enough. To notice what's happening in the body so that they can gather that information in a new or different way. And I had a client, not, maybe last year or so, who was a former Navy officer and very kind of masculine guy, engineer, and a very left brain kind of person. And really working with him to get that. More in touch with his body. And it even made sense to him when I phrased it as like, well, you wouldn't really sail a ship without knowing the depths, right? You don't just look at what's above the ocean. You also need to know what's going on under the surface in order to know how to safely navigate. And really, so what Body Electric is about, it's about teaching you as a coach how to help other people sound their own depths to get in touch with what's under the surface and to
Nice
gather
metaphor.
that.
Nice
Pardon
metaphor.
me?
Nice metaphor.
Thank you. Thank
Great
you.
metaphor. Yeah.
It really helped that I had a Navy officer who to whom that made sense. So, I was like, yes, I know you don't just steer a ship into without it without knowing. You must have that information for navigating. And so that's really how we do that in Body Electric is to some degree, I am walking you or coaching you through that process within yourself, you will become more aware of what's going on in your body. And you will also sort of, we get meta about it and also look at how we will coach another client to become more attentive and attuned to their own body so that they can gather that information. And then how they can develop a discernment process, because we all know that the body holds trauma as well as wisdom. And how do we parse the difference? So how do we help our clients start to determine and separate out what is genuine wisdom and right, you know, right guidance versus what is trauma and just maybe holding them back a little bit. So that's kind of the 50,000 foot overview. And I have to say, it's my favorite class. I love teaching this class. And I want to share with you a little bit about what some clients have said. Is that okay if I take a minute to do that and then answer any questions anyone has real quick? I'm just going to read to you. It was the last day of class. We were doing the wrap up and this was the check-in. So I just took notes on it. I've noticed a difference between rules my mind might give me and what my body wants. I've been listening to my body more by the end of class. Another student said, what I'm taking away is that my body is sort of a fail-safe system. My mind can give me confusing information. My body will put me in touch with the truth. Someone else said, this is one of the best classes. OMG, what a level up. And the last student I want to share, this class has been a game changer. I've never come across a model you could just notice immediately a reaction to. This has really solidified my body awareness and meditation practice.
Good.
So that's well, how it's impacting others.
I think also to follow through with that, the importance of it is that we don't require any textbooks for this class. It's to learn how to read your own body and to read your client's body. And, you know, to move into that and permeate that energy, because it's wisdom. Boy, yeah. I heard some news earlier today and my body just went, you know, but you wouldn't have known that because I looked fine and my voice was fine and I was responding, you know, in a way that was socially acceptable. And at the same time, it was like, oh my God, am I going to have a panic attack? You know, what's going on here? And it was all good, but it was a major change. And so to be able to just kind of go, okay, my body is just adjusting to things that are shifting really fast. So what do I need to do right now? And then to ask the body, boom, you know, and we get the answers so quickly when we just pause. Yeah. Yale, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you being here. I know that you've got a busy schedule tonight, so you need to just
Thank you so much for having me. If any of you have questions about the class, please just feel free to shoot me an email. I'll pop my email in the chat before I hop off.
Thank you. Bye. Yale. Okay, she's in chat right now. So if anybody needs that email, it's Yael. Yaelh817@gmail.com. And Mac has an important question, I think.
Yeah. So what we're going to do now is take a moment, take 3 minutes, and ask yourself what you're grateful for in your life. And it can be small things, can be big things. Small things can be big things. And write down a few things you're grateful for. And then also things that you're grateful for and you're willing to appreciate, like more of. You're willing to receive more, be grateful for more of something.
Do you want us to put that in chat?
Say again?
Do you want us to put that in chat?
Yeah, you can put it in chat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a few things you're grateful for in your life. Could be real simple, right? Real simple things. Could be really big, could be things you might not have noticed before. So 3 or so minutes and we'll reconvene. So let's read some of these. Maybe we can do a round robin. Love that Matt says his daughter's spinach lasagna. It's
I
like.
know. I know. And I know his daughter. Yeah. That's a good, almost know her. Yeah. Almost know her.
Yeah. And notice your body as you read these, as you notice these, like how you feel about other people's gratitude. Cool breeze and sunshine. Something so simple yet profound. Like, I feel like everyone can relate to that.
Wow.
Relationships, family. Well, it reminded me that I'm grateful. I was thinking earlier today how grateful I am for all the different people who supported me throughout my journeys. that I wouldn't be who I am without them.
Yeah. I noticed that I could keep going. You know, it's like I wanted to get the basic ones out, like, because I've been feeling so much gratitude towards our students and faculty at the school these last few weeks. And just the wisdom that's coming forward and the honesty. and so I wanted to get that in. But then there's also those little things like just watching two cats, you know, Gandalf and Excalibur, just, you know, doing their thing underneath the pinyon tree together. I mean, that's like, oh, yeah. Gratitude smell, you know, it puts a smile on my face. You know, there's just something about it. Do you, Mac, do you mind if I share a couple of things?
No, go for it.
I studied gratitude during my chaplaincy program and was really struck with Brother David Steindl-Rast. And I speak with him, speak about him a lot because I had him and I looked it up. I had him with for 3 weeks for three different workshops. And this was like 20 years ago, I think, más o menos. He's 98, 97 now, I think. And but he taught me to go slow because I would be rushing in from my house to, you know, where the workshop was. And it's like, you know, it's about a 30-mile trip going through these little mountain roads. And I'd get in breathless. And I'd, you know, and the joke was, oh, here Anne Marie is. She rushed here, so then now she can get quiet. And so my whole, the sadhana that he gave me, you know, the challenge he gave me was to just go slow, even when I'm going fast. Go slow, even when you're going fast, and pause more. Because when we pause, we start seeing things that we didn't see before, like the two cats underneath the pinyon tree. And one of the things I shared in the newsletter, I wrote an article about him giving me this ring, and this is what it looks like. It's made out of just wooden beads from India and dental floss. And when he gave it to me, he gave it to me in a very reverent way. He didn't do it fast. He just did it very slowly, and he pulled and he took it off his finger and he gave it to me. I held it, and then he told me he wanted me to have it. And this was after he had told me the story about it had been on the Dalai Lama's finger for a week before that, when with Desmond Tutu. And I just was struck with so much like over the top gratitude for this ring. This is just a very simple little ring, you know. I mean, it's priceless in the sense that, you know, you can't put any kind of a price tag on it. But what it did for me was it gave me an ability to remember to go slow, to pause, to relax, to open what's, you know, what's emerging in that silence. And listen deeply to it. And that's, I think, where gratitude lives. So I wanted to share that, but there's also something else that he shared that is very similar to what Mac did earlier with the meditation. And it's four lines, and I'll put them in chat. But it's something that also Brother David shared. And he said that when we breathe, that breath is gratitude. It's the spirit of gratitude. It's like we're just breathing in life, you know, and exhaling. So he put this together. So breathing in, inspire. So as we breathe in, we're inspired. As we breathe up, we aspire. As we breathe out, we expire. And as we breathe together, we conspire. And I really, there's something about that because you know what it's like to be in a group. Like it can be in a hall, it can be in a dormitory, it can be in a museum, it can be at a restaurant, and everybody sort of feels like they're in their own pockets. But then something happens, and it's as though we're all together. We're breathing all together again. And when I experience that word conspire, you know, spire is we is spirit. And so with spirit, conspire with spirit. And you know, lately, you know, conspiracy theories and all that, it's kind of given it a little bit of a taint. But I'd like to actually bring it back in. And as Brother David would say, you know, we need to be guardians of gratitude. We need to guard gratitude. We need to remind people through our own gratitudes that it's important, and things start shifting because gratitudes become like prayers, and things, the energy starts to shift. So I wanted to bring that forward because Brother David's like my man, and I will always remember just how he would hold my hand, or he'd hold someone else's hand, he'd hold your hand. And he did it in such a way that it was timeless. It wasn't just sort of shaking your hand and, you know, as a perfunctory kind of thing. It was to hold your hand, to feel that body electric, as Yael was talking about earlier. So breathe in, inspire, breathe out. I'm sorry, breathe up, aspire, breathe out, expire, and breathe together. Conspire. So just kind of, you know, pull that into your existence this week and see what happens. See how your body feels. See how you start viewing the world. Okay, Mac, your turn.
Something I've noticed recently is I feel really grateful for how supported I am in unknown territory. And so I'm visiting a friend and it's a new environment, right? It's a different town, it's a different biome, there's different smells, there's different people, there's different cultures. And that, like, I experienced that shock when I first got here. It was like, oh, like all my kind of resistance and my comforts of being in my home and all that. And then it melted. It just shifted. And so I've been noticing how supported I am in completely foreign areas, right? Like completely new places. And how much I'm learning to trust that journey of where I am. And I've been really grateful. My class this morning in the dreams class with intuition and synchronicity, I actually put people went into breakout groups, and then my
You
Zoom
want to share?
discord.
I heard how you put people into great breakout groups. Kayla told me.
Well,
Share how
that
that.
yeah, they were using their intuition. Kayla
I know.
was
I know.
there.
She
Use your
told me.
intuition to join a breakout group. And
I didn't tell you this part though.
ooh,
Okay. All right.
okay. So then it disconnected. Zoom disconnected, and I was like, oh no, like I'm scrambling, I'm freaking out. Like the class ended, right? And I'm trying to reconnect. And then when I reconnected, the breakout groups were still going, and the students were in their breakout groups doing their thing. And I had this thought, I was like, well, what does this mean to me, right? If this is a symbol or a dream symbol, what how would I interpret that as? And it was, maybe they don't need me as much as I think they do. And after that, the conversation shifted from what people brought back from their breakout groups. And this deep wisdom, there was space, and there was this sharing of profound wisdom that I needed to hear. and others needed to hear, just coming from all of the students. And
Can I ask you a question?
Magical. Yeah.
So when you lost signal, it's as though everything just, you know, you were out there, signalless, signally-less. And it's almost as though you made the vessel of gratitude smaller so that it could, and I think that this is one of the things that also Brother David would share, is to not have these huge, gigantic expectations, but to have a smaller vessel so that the gratitude just overflows, overflows. Yeah. And that's what happened for you. It was like, and it was surprise.
And surrender. Okay.
And surrender.
Maybe 5 minutes went by and we'll restart the class and so be it. And then everything was fine. That was my breakout group, leaving the Zoom call, being with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, and I want to hear from everybody else too. but this afternoon I was struck with how grateful I am for my life, in spite of, you know, life obstacles and things that happen and how we get triggered and how we, you know, come to terms and all that. But the gratitude for my life up until now, and it's kind of like what Max said, you know, grateful for the people that have supported me over the years, and it's been difficult, and there's been encouragement and there's been confidence and there's been people at my back, and not necessarily the people that I would have thought were at my back and or would be at my back. So I'm sharing that because, again, to pause and just consider, you know, what are the seeds of gratitude in my life that I'm watering, that are starting to grow up from the field, that I can share with other people, that I can invite people to walk through my field of gratitude, so that they know how to get their field of gratitude going. And I think as coaches, it's so important to pass that wisdom on, to pass that encouragement on, particularly, I mean, I remember my grandpa said there's always people that say, you know, the end of the world is coming. There's always been somebody like that. But it just seems like more than anything, and I'm not a history buff, but I love history, that right now we're going through a lot of different changes. And my sense is, well, is anybody on this call not going through any personal changes? Yeah, we're all going through lots of changes. And the world, so our inner world is reflecting our outer world and vice versa. And so how can we utilize gratitude as we go through these transformational changes and not do the ain't it awful and not do the black and white, you know, this is good and this is bad, you know, the opposite stuff. I mean, how can we walk through our fields of gratitude during this time? And I ask that to all of you. And
yeah.
Sonia, I would love to hear from you because I haven't seen you for a while. I don't think I've talked with you since I was at university last year.
Yeah, so like tools or ideas of how to find gratitude? Is that the...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find gratitude in your life? Or how do you remind yourself? Yeah.
I have something I can share there. I remember the very first class that I took at the school with Phil, and he had to start keeping a gratitude journal every day. I still do it, and I love it. It's so simple. And at the
what
very
do you,
end.
Matt, what do you love about it?
Well, it is simple. I can stop and reflect, and I don't have to construct any complex thoughts or solve any problems. It's just simple reflection on what I felt joy on that day, How was I happy?
Hmm.
What things out there in the world, or what things did I even do for myself that I stepped up and made a difference? And that's been really, really powerful for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a thing I do at the end of every day, just like the last 10, 30 minutes. And I have an app on my phone. There's an app for that. And I try to record three things every day. The other thing that was huge was Sherry, in just about the last class I took. She had us write a gratitude letter to a loved one.
A dynamic trip.
And, and that was amazing. I did that for my sister. And it was a huge shift on the spot, feeling that with my sister as she read it. And she was all teary-eyed because it's what she does. And I was teary-eyed too, because it's what I did. And it was really, really cool. But I appreciate those two challenges from the classes that we have.
Wonderful. Good. Good. Yeah, we're doing the gratitude journal in Stretch, which is what you took from Phil. But we've done a little bit of a twist this week, and that is to share with our practice partners what our gratitudes are each day, so that there's a back and forthness. And because I do that, I have a gratitude partner, and I send her my gratitudes. I send seven gratitudes every night to her, trying to get into the mornings, but it's usually at night. And it just, and then she sends hers to me, and there's just, it's a wonderful way to do it, because it just, you spark the energy up, you know, it's just, yeah. Thank you. I want to just add one more thing about the gratitude letter. Marty Seligman, that was one of his keynote things that he did in positive psychology when he first started with Chris Peterson. And he had us all write a gratitude letter to somebody who really made a difference in our lives. And he said, ideally, it's to somebody who's still alive, so that you can read it to that person. And ideally, it's to go to that person and read it to them. And the first one I did was to George and Quita Shire. And they were I started babysitting for them when I was 10. And their little boy, Stephen, who's now 60 something, 61, I guess, had just been born. He was just a few months old. And I did a gratitude to them when I think I was probably 50 at the time, so it was about 20 years ago. And I flew to Michigan to read it to them. And it probably took a couple hours to read it, only because we were crying and we were sharing stories, and it was such a feel-good experience. I mean, it was just like, yeah, do you remember when this happened? And what about that? But they really got that they were like second parents to me. And I had great parents, and they filled in the holes where my parents couldn't. And so anyway, now I'm working with Andrew, who's the second boy. He came in when I was 14, 13. And he lives up in Denver, and we just all, Quita had just died last in October. And so I got to see the kids again. And then Andrew and I have just, you know, fostered back a relationship. And it's so much fun not to be his babysitter anymore. I mean, there's so much to share and so much history. And so those gratitude letters really open up our hearts. I just wanted to share that. It's amazing what happens. Yeah.
With the gratitude letters that you just shared with us, Anne-Marie, it reminded me of a few years back, probably 10, 15 years ago, I did, so my faith background is Christian. And so during Lent, each week I would send a note card to somebody as, you know, a word of thanks, of a gratitude note. And it was just the perfect timing for that person to receive it. But I really, how special it is to, you know, make the trip and read it. Or now with technology, you know, we can record our voice, or we can do a recording or something. But But I remember it was, for me, it was as probably more poignant to write the note and trust that it will arrive at the time that the person needs to arrive, and just to trust the process of the name that I needed to send it to each week and all that. So it filled my heart as well. So thank you for that reminder.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I love that you shared that the people that got it, when they got it was like what they needed. And what a gift to be able to give a gift that's received.
I want to read something to you all, if I can find it real quick. I received this after the email went out on gratitude, and it's exactly what Sandra is speaking to. Can she find it? Let's see, hold on. Here it is. Anne Marie, your ring of gratitude message arrived at a great moment for me. I was attempting and failing to explain the ring to a friend in need. I passed your message to her. Thank you. You know, it's like perfect timing. We don't know. And, you know, Mag talks a lot about following your intuition. So, you know, it's like, and what Sandra said, it's like she just trusted that the people were going to get that particular one, that particular week for them. For, you know, I mean, just, oh, I mean, I just heard this recently, spirit bumps, instead of saying goosebumps, spirit bumps. And, and that keeps me alive, and that keeps me grateful for being here on the planet. I love the synchronicities and the, and what spirit does, you know, when we welcome open-handedly.
I find when I do gratitude in the evenings, I will often do it backwards through my day. So it takes me out of my habit body and then puts me into a different space completely, like a counter movement, and go through and reflect through the day backwards in gratitude.
Nice.
That's fun.
I'm curious, when you all experience gratitude, what happens in your body? Alex, what do you think?
My heart opens and there's a sense of ease and just trust. And side note, but lately I feel like sometimes magic is connected to gratitude, or finding synchronicities in the world, which is also a theme that's coming up. So I like to tune into that and collect magic moments.
Nice. Yeah, the accumulation of, I think that that's part of having a gratitude list, is that we start seeing it and it starts to build so that it creates this refuge for us.
Yeah, it shifts the focus from lack or wanting to like abundance and fulfillment. And it could be like a grain of rice where you're just like, oh. And it doesn't have to be like, it shifts my mind from what's not here to what's here, I think.
Yeah, I'm thinking about when things change, it's real easy to go into loss and mourning, grieving for something that, you know, that we're used to, that maybe didn't work so well, but we were used to it. It became familiar, or maybe it worked really well and we loved it. And now there's a change. So often we start going, oh, this is horrible. What am I going to do? Did it, you know, that, and yet, it's, you know, it's back to that, when one door closes, another door opens. and to be really grateful for what we've had, that it brought us to this moment. All those wonderful things brought us to this moment. And we're not necessarily saying goodbye to them because they're inside of us. You know, we've embodied them. But what's next? Ooh, you know? And I think living in a state of gratitude keeps us into a higher state of consciousness.
So Mac, I was really experiencing that same thing of absolute abundance. It feels like my body's bursting, all the cells are bursting with abundance right at this moment. So I was thinking exactly that, or experiencing, not even thinking, experiencing that feeling.
Yeah, the body responds to our thoughts, right? And it's like this looping. My body doesn't like it when I focus on everything that's wrong or not there. It's like a lie detector. This isn't helpful. But what is helpful is feeling, yeah, the joy of this moment, right? With all of us, this particular moment. I love that you brought it right into the cells. Like it's like, oh, yeah. I think there's a surrendering too, an allowing. And when we're problem solving, was it you, Matt, who was talking about problem? Or like, you don't have to think about anything. It's just simple. It's gratitude. And there's a wholeness, right? Problem solving, you need a problem and then a solution. Like you need a, it's a line. And the gratitude kind of has this sphere feeling to me.
The image that it brings for me, Mac, and thank you for that. It's reminding me and hopefully reminding us not to contain it, to just, and with the surrender, to just, you know, open as we breathe in that openness. So, and let it flow in the pausing, in the receiving, giving, but just the openness of it. Because if we contain it, it's just, you know, again, our bodies kind of react like, no, that doesn't feel right. So
yeah. Let it flow.
And I want to hang on to it then, you know, as opposed to just let it go. That was a great image, Sandra. Yeah.
I got the image of like overflowing vessel, right? You're like filling yourself with gratitude and then it just, you can't help but spill gratitude. Yeah, Lee says gratitude equals expansion. Yeah. Sandra, I was holding back tears. I was trying to contain my gratitude when you were talking.
And there's such a gentleness. You know, I don't have a lot of words right now. I mean, we have lots of different processes that we could do and ramp up and everything, but it's like there's something just luscious about having us together and just being steeped in gratitude and experiencing that.
Yeah, especially in so many cultures of non-gratitude, or at least, yeah, and reminding ourselves. So almost like, how much gratitude are you allowed to have? Like, turn on the TV and it's like, gratitude. I'm imagining news where it's like, gratitude news today. Yeah. This person on gratitude, what they're grateful for. That'd change the world.
So it's a wee bit before we have a couple more minutes, but I need to do some logistical things, which is
we can be grateful for those things.
And I can be grateful. I can be grateful. Even though there's a part of me that's very reluctant, because I would like to just sit with you all and meditate together for a while. But however, I want to remind everybody that Body Electric does begin this week. And it's taught by Yale, who you all saw earlier. And it's going to be a nice group of people. Because I cheated and I looked at the roster. So it looks really good. And if some of you have already taken Body Electric, you can do it for the do it again rate, which is half price. And that it starts Thursday and it's Mountain Time, 10 to 11:30. And then group coaching begins the following Monday. Matt Rizak teaches that. And that's gonna be in the evening from 5 to 6:30 Mountain Time. On Monday, starting March 11th. And that is a lot about group coaching. How do you coach groups? And how do you work with it? And what happens if? And what happens if that happens? And what happens if this doesn't happen? So, you know, there's a lot about group coaching that's very valuable in terms of upping your skills in groups. And then the following Wednesday, a week from mañana, I'm teaching business alchemy, and it's going to be from 8 to 9:30 Mountain Time in the morning. And and we've got three spots left open in that class. And then April, we move into other ones, Art of Engaged Mindfulness and things. But we've got a pretty good March schedule, so feel free to jump in. And again, if you've already taken the class, feel free to come back in. At the do it again rate. The business alchemy class is going to be different than it has been because I'm teaching it and I'm updating it and things like that. So if you have any questions, give us a call. And the other thing, Mac, do you want to share what we're doing with the people who want to get credentialed with PCC? This is something new because we've had so many requests.
Yeah, we developed a program for anyone who has their ACC from another school. Their level one, and they want to come in and finish and get their level two, their PCC with us. So we have a formalized program now. So just email us or call us and we'll help you out with that.
Yeah, we used to take it individually and I'd go through and Mac would go through the course descriptions that they've taken at other schools to try and compare them to ours. And we couldn't, there wasn't a lot of similarities. So we just kind of surrendered a little bit and made specific requirements for them to come in for the PCC. So, you know, you can let your friends know about that. Anything else? Yes.
I wanted to share a thought with you around gratitude and coaching.
Sure.
And as we've been talking about this, I was wondering how I might incorporate it into my coaching to level up more. And one question I've been asking a lot recently is, what was most useful for you in the session? Mm-hmm. But now I'm wondering, I might try a few times, what are you grateful for from this session?
Mm-hmm.
I was curious how that would look. clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because just like when we ask, you know, what's your takeaway for today? It's like it gets the mind focused. And, you know, what's your gratitude for today? All of a sudden, you know, they're focused with gratitude. I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little focus is the heart.
Yeah. Did you say focus with the heart? Yeah.
Okay. So if anybody has any questions, we can stay a little bit after. But I would like to hear takeaways. What are your takeaways? What are you grateful for? Let's do Matt's thing. So what are you grateful for coming tonight?
I'm grateful for gratitude.
I'm grateful that you're going to come to Santa Fe sometime soon. I can feel it. And Matt Rizak is going to be here the first week in April. No, second week in April. April 8th on, so for about a week or so. So it'd be cool if you could put it in, and everybody, feel free.
Yeah, anyone's welcome. We can have a powwow. Yeah. Do something fun.
Great.
Coffee. Tea.
I'm grateful for seeing familiar faces. It's so lovely to reconnect. And my son wants to move to Santa Fe. So.
Wow.
Great. I may have a casita for him to rent. Kayla, what about you? You've been pretty quiet.
I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful for that silence we had a few minutes ago where we just, there was this connection. I don't know how to describe it, but it felt great. And yeah, just grateful to be here with all of you.
Thank you. Lee, can you talk?
Lee says, I'm grateful for what Anne-Marie shared about Brother David reminding her to slow down.
Thanks, Lee. Who else would like to share?
I'll share. I'm grateful to hear about the gratitude channel. That's a channel I'd like to subscribe to.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That would be so cool. So Alex, that can be part of your business alchemy project, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Could team up with Matt too.
Yeah. Well,
gratitude. Right. I don't know. Podcast.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Mac, of the gratitude podcasts.
Maybe tune we're all doing it now. Oh, what?
I said, no, tune in with Alex and Matt. And
yeah.
Sponsored by the Mindfulness Coaching School. That would be so much fun. Gosh. Okay. So, Mac, what about you? What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for this call. It's really nice. And I love that slowing down, even when going fast, right? So even when we're prepping for something or we think we need to be prepared or arrive somewhere at a certain time. And like, I remember someone saying, there's going fast and there's rushing. And those are two different things. It's like, you can go fast in a clear state and like in that gratitude, that coherent state. Yeah.
I'm grateful for tears that are welling. They've been kind of welling up behind my eyes for a while, and just that remind me of how grateful of the gifts. Even those challenges have gifts, and just learning how to be with that. The other thing I just want to share too is that It was really nice to be with all of you. I felt like I was with family and I needed that today. I didn't, you know, I'm sort of wondering if I even want this to be out there in the world, because it just, we were very soft. And it just felt, for me, it was like tonic. You know, it wasn't like, okay, you know, doing the cheerleader thing. It was like, this is why we're here on the planet. It's to connect. It's to let spirit come through. It's to feel the gratitude. I mean, we all have different reasons why we're here, but for me, that is pretty much comes through on a daily basis. So thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, thanks everyone.
Deep bow. And I also, just full disclosure, I was in prayer earlier today and I asked specifically for something and this group gave it to me. So thank you. Thank you. Whew.
Every single person changes the whole experience. Everyone.
Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye.